Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Yes, indeed, everyone. Hello, everybody. Hello, hello. This is Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org, and it's November 6th, 2016. It's a three-hour live program. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. Welcome, everyone. This is the beginning of the week for when, as each one of my shows are integrated with each other, and each previous show is integrated with subject matter. It's been that way for the past 10 years. On RBN, and has to do with medicine and health and law and other issues that pertain to the outside world. This show today is going to be done very closely without notes, and it's done on purpose because it normally takes 3.5 days to close, sometimes 4 days spread out over a, you know, a six-day period to prepare for one of these programs. Particularly when you're part of the established review of medicine and projects all over the world. I'm a consultant to the Brain Project as well. And a special master for various cases in water law and medicine. But taking all that in today, the reason I have a heavy heart is that we're coming up to voting day. This is not a regular voting day, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. You know, I know a lot about things. I've been around these people, and I don't like what I see, you know. Like, you take the prayer wheel that I started on Parker Pathways. I have been in that prayer wheel approximately, it's a 28-day prayer wheel. I started that 6 years ago. And every 28 days, people are requested, and I put them in. And these people have been harmed by the water and the food and the government. Government taking their land, shooting their animals, doing harmful things. Because of my schedule, I'm going to get to each one of these people in the prayer wheel, which I've been doing for the past 10 years, but I formalized it about 6 years ago. And what we have here is it's going to be a mass prayer I'm placing in. I've got three clinical trials that I'm trying to put together that have to do with brain tumors from the water and other other aspects of research that pertain to human waste and food, environmental law, and that's all in Primal as well. So I'm dedicating that right off the first few moments of the first hour of Parker Pathways. Veterans Day is coming up on the 11th of this week, and this whole program is really dedicated to the veterans. It's not just a veteran dedication. It's based upon the pall of the black clouds that form above the Cheyenne Nation, where the U.S. Army in the 1800s attacked and killed Cheyenne and Utes, cut babies out of their womb, rode them in fire wagons. That policy of the U.S. Army of taking people's land and water is maintained to this day. This is where we're heading if we vote the way, let's say, you know, you vote for Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. But you know, it's Hillary Clinton's campaign is planning an election night victory celebration. It's going to be with fireworks over the Hudson River in New York City. And that's been reported in the New York papers. But a new New York Fire Department memo is saying that the pyrotechnical display will go off as early as 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, half hour after the polls, you know, the polls close. In other words, the California won't be even counted on that. Now, you say to yourself, you're an average person. You say, what the hell does she know? Well, she knows. She's been working on it for 23 years to fix the Electoral College. The ground game has been in there. It's $200 million on the table. And the attempts by goon squads, that type of thing, has been in the news. You can follow it yourself. I won't use valuable airtime on that. Last Parker Pathways, I gave you the knowns. These are people that do not want any religion. And there have been some polls that have been taken that, particularly the Pew, and then, of course, you have the business polls. And the idea that that when I was describing on the last show, which, by the way, I thank you, listeners, I received 210 emails for last Parker Pathways show on the knowns. These are people that want to destroy God in the United States of America. And they're going to vote, according to the Pew, they're going to vote for Clinton. But out of 9,000 people in the survey, which is rounded off to a standard deviation of error of 2.5%, Clinton is 55%, Trump is 22%. If you have no religion, you're part of the knowns. And the idea that if you're not a believer in religion, you're going to favor Clinton and Satanism. And no one is quite sure if a lot of people will stay home from the election. If you're a Protestant, you'll vote 47% for Trump, according to the survey, and 38% for Clinton. The rest of the percentages are small percentages. So, for instance, Johnson and Stein and other people that, you know, they're not sure of. If you're a Catholic, according to the review, 49% of Catholics will vote for Trump, and Clinton, 36%. If you have other religions, for instance, if you believe in quasi-religions of Wiccan and witchcraft, you will vote 47, you will be 40% for Trump and 41% for Clinton. And that's where it stands at the present moment. The survey took a week and a half by Pew. And then, of course, you have the recent translations of messages between Hillary Clinton's staff and Podesta, one of her chief points of running, you know, and they talk about their covens and they practice witchcraft and formation of Aleister Crowley, associated with Hillary's group. And, of course, they have the covens and the idea of the satanic worships with menstrual blood and semen and other kinds of body fluids. And then they have an intimate Satan ceremony. And, of course, that was one of the other end of the knowns that I was giving on last program. And this is all talked about the WikiLeaks translations, you know, and emails they gave to the FBI. Then you have the trips to Sex Island. You have the Clinton Foundation, which has had years of experience at this. They have a lot of money there. That you keep keeping track is way more of the money that's been reported. But that's their business. But it's what's going on with the future of the country in terms of canceling God if Hillary is elected. She doesn't hold back on that. And everyone says, well, there isn't much difference between the two candidates, but there really is. It has to do with judicial philosophy. You see, the Republicans are already saying that if Hillary Clinton is elected, they're going to stand at 8 judges on the Supreme Court as long as they can. Time magazine already has the cover for what's called Madame President. I knew about that, and then I've had several listeners already show me the cover of Time magazine before it went on air, which has been the first time I've been able to even look at a screen. But the thing is that it's quite serious. Our nation is in jeopardy, in my opinion. The Supreme Court nominee issue is hardly discussed, really. Hillary Clinton's quote is that I feel strongly that the Supreme Court needs to stand on the side of the American people, not on the side of the powerful corporations and the wealthy. What she says she means is to uphold marriage equality. In other words, what she's translating there is the fact that marriage is not valid. And because she's wishes to restrict along with that the gun rights under the Second Amendment. She wants to strike down the Citizens United, which I'm sure, you know, most of the listeners on, at least on my program, know that. And that's that protects free speech. In other words, to not have free speech any other way. To legalize abortion with few of any restrictions. Of course, Donald Trump is really for pro-life justices on the bench, and to take away the Second Amendment is unthinkable to Trump, and that's understandable. And it's according to Donald Trump, he wants to interpret the Constitution the way the founders wanted to interpret it, and I believe it's very, very important. According to those actual words from Donald Trump, which makes sense, you know. Businesses are more heavily regulated, And, of course, Clinton wants to, if Clinton were elected, she would move to replace the recent Judge Scalia with a judicial liberal along the lines of Bayer, Ginsburg, Kagan, or Sotomayor. Of course, those people are socialists. There are two of those Supreme Court justices shouldn't even be on the Supreme Court, and in my opinion. And, of course, this is all to continue the Obama legacy, and most people know it, but they're not voting. It sounds like the way the projections are today, on Sunday, November 6, 2016, that the public's going to go to Hillary. And that may be propaganda front, but the point is that they are voting that way. They've got 40 million votes in the can right now. And the Americans that contact you, it's an attack against the American constitutional framework. And that's where it stands as of this morning. The liberal, of course, in a constitutional fraction of that court, it would be a 5-4 majority to dismantle all the civil rights and individual rights and expand the government in the reach of all facets of the American life, according to Hillary Clinton. And eventually, though, I feel that the court will start swinging very sharply to the left down the road. So it'd be with an unassailable, you know, it'd be 6-3 or 7-2 majority for years and years to come. So what you're really, in my opinion, from my personal note that I made to myself and how to explain this without saying how crooked and corrupt and debating and debauchery the United States will become and already is. With that being said, I plan to continue with the water and the process of, because there are forms of research that are going on the depopulation of the world and the United States by sterilants in the drinking water. It hasn't changed in terms of its basic activity. So with that, with the religion as the basis core, Hillary Clinton is using the tax base as $250,000 a year as a cutoff line, and the middle class, of course, will be taxed very heavily, along with the what they call, you know, the rich. And the idea is that it wants the rich to pay their fair share. Well, you tell that to Goldman Sachs and the hedge fund system that, Chelsea Clinton was involved in. You know, and that's where, she, you know, that's what her husband was doing. And there's a lot of connections in there to get the money into the foundation. And that's open book. There are people in this world that would rather go to jail than testify against the Clintons. I can remember the old days of Ron Brown, who was Secretary of Commerce. He went into Bill's office and said, I'm going to get an immunity and come in front of the Congress and talk about what the administration's doing. Bill Clinton said, that's nice, and got up and left the room. Well, Ron Brown was killed on an airplane along with everyone else on that plane overseas on a commerce trip. The woman who read the radiographic has never been found. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is Parker Pathways, and you might ask yourself, you know, why I am really quite heartbroken to see the American public fall for the destruction of our country, and that's my personal belief. It's unbelievable to me that the corruption has extended to the basic process of the inner core of us, America. The government's been after a long time to destroy farms, and they've succeeded. They use, of course, the tax system. In other words, under Hillary Clinton, in my opinion, what you visualize as Christmas, there will be no Christmas. I see it going into 20 to 30 years. I've looked at every projection of mathematics and economics from Harvard, MIT, England, even Oxford. The world's going dark. And of the data, there'll be an upswing. In other words, you can work it out. You can, you know, if you looked at it, that Obama made the same comments in 2008 that Hillary is making. In other words, Clinton said in 1992. Quote, we have to face the fact that to make changes on our country needs, more Americans must contribute today so that all Americans can do better tomorrow, which is the same thing that she yelled and screeched yesterday. And I'm not being facetious when I say yell and screech. My private view is it's just me, but I don't want to listen to a woman that talks like that for 4 more years and maybe 8 years. I don't want a screeching woman coming at me. I'm sorry. That's just me. Women have enough coming at you. You know, everybody talks about the women's vote. Well, women are much smarter than men about certain procedures of survival because they're thinking of their family, they're thinking of their home, they're thinking of these things. Of course, now, with the university system trying to demasculine males on a real-world scale by rules, regulations, what you can say, changing the fashions, developing new ways for intercepting in vitro fertilization, the cryobanks for pregnancy so that the woman can go up to the glass ceiling. And that's been going on for several years. But Hillary Clinton has always talked about the glass ceiling. And she has that satanic look on her face, in my opinion. But when she talks economy, the idea is to the $250,000 a year will have a different tax increase. And Obama signed a law, actually, that put the tax on tobacco at 150%, if you remember. And the idea was that under Hillary's thinking, that isn't any pledge that she made from 1992 coming in now, particularly with George Stephanopoulos's interview with her, which was quite recent. I think that was just a few months ago. So Stephanopoulos, I believe, asked her, this is a rock-solid promise. And here he said, well, it certainly is my goal, unquote. Now, in other words, it's more, it's a goal that she changed a lot. In other words, if you have the original income tax was passed in 1913, all right? If I remember right, in the data that I analyzed, it imposed a 1% tax on incomes below $460,000. Okay? So the top rate was applied to that income over about $11 million, I believe, was 7%. So within the five years of that top rate, for the multimillionaire was 77%. And the family's making actually a little, I believe, it was $60,000 in today's dollars, faced a 6% income tax. So from 1944, the rich have been paying a 94% tax rate above $2.6 million. And that's what she wants to adopt. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
This is Part of Pathways, and this is not an abstract discussion we're having here this morning. When I say that I see dark days coming, I'm not saying it like as everyone else is. I happen to be in a little bit better position than most, as a knowledge engineer and people that I know. And what I see is that the Republicans selling out, saying, well, they're going to get along with Hillary when she comes in. They think they're going to do that. You know, most of the people that were on the stage with Trump sold him out. And in my opinion, trying to say, well, he said that he would support whoever would be the nominee, but the rest of them haven't. And it brings the theme of today's program is that what is temperament? In other words, do you have temperament to say, well, Trump said some bad words, or he came out of the thing? Hillary does the blasphemy of the sacred sacrament of Satan every time she gets up on the stage. I happen to just know that in the real world because I was trained, and at Yale with the Joseph Campbell in terms of. We had to study Aleister Crowley, and of course I was highly interested in in the alternate arts of the black arts for the aspect of healing, if there was anything there. Uncle Sam sent me on several missions on that concept of it. So the 17 volumes of Aleister Crowley, I studied quite extensively, and it is very dark. In fact, I became a full-fledged Satanist in terms of to help the World Health Organization. We were coming into various parts of the world where the process of finding new plants for new drugs was becoming more difficult, because we knew then that they were mutating, but we didn't realize how bad they are in mutation. And of course, we were on to the idea that the human species was was mutating and changing with the new gene system, which is in the human genome, which was later discovered in the past 2 years. And so, in 2004, there was I started on RBN exposing the water on the national stage for as a killing machine. That's in Climate Cause Health Damage. It's on the homepage of RBN. And I'd been asked to be on a team to review projects of how to identify victims. And the 2011 hadn't happened, you see, but the 9/11 had not happened, of course, because we were in 2004. But just about every calendar in the Mideast had the Twin Towers with the plane crashing in, and stores, grocery stores. In the United States, had the calendars in terms of the towers and everything. I can remember distinctly asking, most people, when they have calendars, paper calendars, hanging in their stores, they usually have a beautiful woman there, or they have a scene. Now, of course, we get into landscapes because you can't show beautiful women anymore. But the thing is that, and I asked about it once, and I got a cold look, you know. And but the general scheme of language translation was that was going to happen. Whatever, but I didn't know that was Twin Towers. You know. Now, the point is that the using DNA and for identification was a formation, you know. It was a formation of a very difficult and spurious science, because it was very good, but you only had crude PCR methods, polychromase methods to work with. So make a long story short, but it shouldn't be short, because this is the core of what we're talking about today, and in terms of voting. You see, most of the contents of the tower were vaporized, as you know. A lot of people have talked about it. The fires continued for a good 100 days. Most of the most humans were vaporized. And the idea of having using a traditional, you know, forensic identification couldn't be really done. You know, you didn't have dial records, you didn't have visual, you didn't have fingerprints. And so the Justice Department's definition of terrorism was, quote, terrorism is the force against persons or properties in violation of the criminal laws of the United States for the purposes of intimidation, coercion, or ransom, and create fear among the public, unquote. So the National Institute of Justice, it has a research development system of the Department of Justice, and I was very honored to put my knowledge in the thing. There were six of us in the United States, and we were asked to contribute along with hundreds and hundreds of people through the various agencies of health and police laboratories, because no techniques had been worked out. It just happens that today is the day when I get to find, you know, the the final work has been done to set forth to identify vaporized humans. So there were many companies involved, Meyer Genetics, Gene Code Forensics, Cellar Genomics, Bode Technology Group, the Orchid Green Screen Group in Dallas, Texas. They ended up using the single nucleolide polymorphism. They're called SNPs, where you can take smaller fragments of the DNA from dust. And I'll be writing a patent on that. And I already have written it, actually, in between my own schedule. So you have the standard technique, which is called STR, and that is a short tandem repeat system, which has since been developed to in CRISPR, which is to take genes and splice them in order to get the disease gene signal out of a chromosome. So you have the DNA of vaporized humans as 13 loci. They're in the non-functioning areas of the genome. And these 13 loci are from, they're not human. And those I've concentrated on, those are what I call the cosmic human. And in terms of this, in fact, I coined that phrase. Now, keep in mind that all this has to do with water, because in order to develop the vaporization, in terms of the heat to change that DNA, you have to have, if you want to identify 75 tons of human dust and take out of that to try to identify at least 6,000 people, that's the challenge. And no one's figured that. It is actually 70, it's about 76 tons have been recruited of human vapor and dust from 9/11. So we figured out, it took a team of 3,000 people to figure out the 50 DNA letters that match what is called the Big Mini assay. That's what it has been called. But it's an SNP technique that can turn up the runs as short as those 50 DNA letters. And I'm not allowed to say how many people we've identified, but I can see that a success. It just happens to be serendipity that it falls on today, the day when I'm calling out the heart and the black souls of the people of this country that are destroying it. You don't even have to vote to destroy it. All you have to do is fall for the concept of how your philosophy is in terms of this. I'm not saying that Donald Trump is the answer. I am not saying that. But I am saying that if you want darkness coming in the other way, then you vote for Hillary Clinton. If you want the idea, at least someone with hope, that's how the Constitution was written. They were written by people who were farmers. They were people who were philosophers in their own way. They were self-taught. And so this is why I'm using today's program to say that I always was marrying the water with the farm. But I'm going rogue on you. I'm going out to the, I'm putting it to you. Right now we have organic farms. We have the new architecture of buildings where people are growing food on the side of buildings and on top of buildings, the penthouses. We have different people who are buying these older farms and reviving them growing herbs focus on various forms of harvest seeds and history seeds. There's a company that's even formed called Blue Apron on the market, and where they'll have organic farm food sent to your home. with directions on how to cook it. And that brings it, I'm going rogue on you. And I've given you the finest water information to save your life that exists on this planet as we know it. I've given you around the soothsayers of the supplemental vitamin business what really works. I've given you lab report analysis of what could save your life. I've given you processes of the development of the new research, some I am intimately involved with, in stem cell research and other forms of research as well. But I'm at the point where I'm telling my listeners it's time to take another look at what you believe is politics and what you believe is your survival. There are a lot of people who are selling survival. Survival food is important. There's no question. You have companies that would be for today's program at Parker Pathways, which I did a thorough research when I had the time at the beginning of last week. It would be coming up for this. One would be Health Equity. They're selling at $35 a share. They're coming up fast because the elites are putting in the health savings accounts. And this is to try to gain this toward the government's really pay for play as a government healthcare system. And their last quarter sales were increased by 45%. They have 42 million shares, and they're going to move fast in the next few days. You have Edwards Life Science. This is the heart valve replacement system. In order to get a heart valve under the Hillary presidency, you will have to have a special permit from the government. That goes along with a death penalty. And of course, people keep forgetting that other sentence. Yes, you can talk about, as Donald does, repealing Obamacare. He has to have somebody to do that, but they forget that hyphen out there. February 1st, 2017, if two-thirds of the House of Representatives or two-thirds of the Senate does not repeal the death penalty, it stays. So the communications that I've had with the Donald people is that you put in your sentence that you're convene Congress, and that's what he's done. Convene Congress. Now, most of the congressional people have sold their soul because they don't want Trump in there because they have their corruption of their thing. I call it corruption. I call it to their face. I call it to the process. This country is where you're now temperament. My basic question I'm asking as a legitimate question, what does the audience think about temperament? People say, well, Donald Trump doesn't have the temperament. Hillary Clinton has a temperament. Well, she hasn't, I do not want that screaming woman around me. To me, that's not temperament. That's hysteric evil, in my opinion. In my opinion. Arista Networks, you have the idea of the generation of data centers and artificial intelligence and cloud networking. That stock is going for $83 up per share. They have a 78% annual return. Their debt ratio is 5%. And Microsoft will be using them. Google will be using them. And of course, Google wants to set the site for voting in a different way in the next day. Then you have Align Technology. And this is a proprietary system. We're treating the malocclusion or the misalignment of teeth. They're at $89 a share, but this is an overseas market. So people are going to be going over into overseas for medical care. Most doctors in the United States of America will not be voting in this present vote. You have, and then I felt that Papa John's International Inc. should be mentioned because Papa John is already in 39 countries, including the United States. Stock is $80 a share, coming in a term. Their debt, the debt is 877% based on the return on investment, and they have a 15% growth in every quarter of their growth. Those companies are part of Partner Pathways today, and when we'll see you at the other end of the break, we'll begin on our show. 800-313-9443.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I wanted to read you something that had been sent to me by a listener of Parker Pathways. It's been published in Associated Press, and it's called The New American Way of Life. The New American Way of Life. Get on board. For a guy with his girlfriend with two kids, all you have to do is to follow these proven steps. Number one, do not marry her. Number two, always use your mom's address to get your mail. Number three, the guy buys a house. Number four, the guy rents out the house to his girlfriend with his two kids. Number five, Section 8 housing will pay $900 a month for a three-bedroom home. Number 6, the girlfriend signs up for Obamacare, so a guy doesn't have to pay for family insurance. Number 7, girlfriend goes to college for free, being a single mother. Number 8, the girlfriend gets $600 a month for food stamps. Number 9, the girlfriend gets a free cell phone. Number 10, a girlfriend gets free utilities. Number 11, guy moves into home but continues to use mom's address for his mail. Number 12, the girlfriend claims one kid and a guy claims the other kid. So on their tax forms, now both get a claim ahead of household at an $1,800 credit. Number 13, the girlfriend gets $1,800 a month disability for being crazy or having bad luck or never has to work again. This plan is perfectly legal and is being executed by millions of people as we speak. A married couple with a stay-at-home mom yields no dollars. An unmarried couple with a stay-at-home mom nets $21,600 disability, $10,800 free housing, $6,000 free Obamacare, $6,000 free food, $4,800 free utilities, plus $6,000 Pell Grant to spend, plus $12,000 a year in college tuition free from the Pell Grant, $8,000 tax benefit for being a single mother, equals $75,000 years in benefits. Now, any idea why the country is $18 trillion plus in debt and half the population is sitting around letting the other half pay their way? Maybe this is a good reason to clean house in Washington in 2016. That was sent to me by a listener of our show, and it is a propitious day to read that, and in my opinion. And so we get back to the word temperament. You know, the thing is, the reason that I'm adding water to agriculture in a different way rather than what I do in the prayer wheels, with eminent domain, the taking of the water, the changing of the water, the control of the rainwater, the control of the water which is now in your body, and that's part of this system. So I'm going to go organic farmer on your regulations and the use of biosewage in food, as I had placed it. We're going to go to the second live hour very happily, and I'm glad you're aboard. And for our opinions here on Parker Pathways, and we're going to pick it up quite drastically for you, so get ready. We'll see you on the next live hour of Parker Pathways. Call the numbers 800-813-944.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.